Hello,
Yo.
it's me. We about to
Who?
talk about these baby daddies,
Period, bitch.
big mouth,
Period.
fucking BDs, goddamn.
The fucking beauty. I am upset. And I gotta watch what the fuck I say because I know he doesn't listen, but his friend does because he was talking to me and gonna say something that we said on here. I was like, oh.
I'm my 11.
Y'all spying on me.
Hello, sir. Because I know he probably gonna definitely gonna listen to this. Hello, sir.
Daddies.
And show your friend too. Goddamn.
But tell him. No, I'm just kidding.
Tell him I
Tell your daddy I said.
Hey. But okay, y'all, this about to be a good episode, okay? Because we both been dealing with these no good BDs.
Goodness,
Goddamn.
need a fucking antibiotic to get them up off me.
Okay, the BDs is a goddamn disease. Do you hear me? Do you hear me?
So today's episode, if y'all haven't caught on, is going to be about baby dad, dealing with them, our reservations, our experiences. We here to these bitches because we don't got no kids.
No kids. 21 and 22 with no kids.
So
I
first,
don't really know what I mean.
feel about dating a dude with kids and you don't have any.
Okay.
How did you feel before versus now that you've dealt with it?
Okay, so if this was me like a year ago, because even a year ago I was saying, I don't want no nigga with kids, like period. Like I don't want no nigga with kids. But as I got a little older, and everybody start having babies, and it's not hard, but it's kind of hard not to find a nigga that don't got kids, and not a hoe. I mean, the ones that got kids are hoes too. But I'm saying, like, if they don't got kids, they usually are ones that don't really like, they be hoes, they be doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? So, as far as like how I feel about it now, though, it's like I can accept some kids, but look, I ain't about to deal with no baby mama. And that's how I feel about it. I don't want to deal with your baby mama. Like, y'all should have a good relationship. I'm not saying don't fuck with her. I mean, you can't not fuck with her. Y'all got a co-parent your child. You know what I'm saying? Y'all should have some type of relationship. But she don't need. I don't need to be put in no situation with no nigga baby mama who don't know how to control herself. And that's really how, as far as like the kid situation, that's how I feel about it.
I feel how I've always felt. My stance has always been, and forever probably will be, especially after my experiences. I don't want no person. If you have kids, keep that shit over there. And that's just my whole stance. You have kids, I don't. So we don't need to mess with each other because I feel like we are at two different levels in life. And I'm woman enough to admit that I probably don't. I not even understand life like you, but our lives don't operate how.
Different.
It's fucking different. You got to get to your kids and shit. I don't have kids. I can be able to do what I want. And I'm not going to understand your schedule, your time management. And all that due to the fact that I don't have kids. So if I'm dating, I obviously date in a certain type of fashion. I like attention. I can admit that. I like being taken care of. I can admit that. I don't have time for and not even trying to sound insensitive, but I don't have time for oh, I can't do this right now. I'm with my kids, or I got you later. I gotta handle this, and that. Like, I understand that, that's what I get when I'm messing with a dude with kids, but I purposely don't mess with people with kids because that's not something I'm about to sign up for. And plus, I'm not ready to meet nobody kids. I'm not ready to be around your kids, and I'm not ready to go on family dates. We're not going to the zoo with the stroller and a baby and a backpack.
I gotta carry the backpack because the little nigga wanna be on your back.
Right, and he's bad, and like, no, I don't want to do all that. That's just not my prerogative. But I think the only reason that I feel very strongly in this stance now is because I'm a person that I'm never gonna make a full decision just based off of what I assume and shit. So I'm obviously gonna try that shit, like being gay. I didn't know if I was for real straight or not until I ate pussy. Then I was like, oh, okay, I like this shit too.
Right.
So with dating a baby daddy, I had to experience it, and I did not like my experience only because I had a really negative experience with the baby mom. And it's like, my viewpoint on that is, regardless of how crazy she acting and whatever, you giving her a reason to do all that, because that's my stance in single men without kids. If there's a bitch doing too much about you and y'all not together, or you claim y'all not together, you're giving her reason to do all that. And
yeah, I get that. Like, I get the whole kids thing too, because I'm selfish too, and that's why I don't have any kids, because it sucks to say stuff like this, because I know people with kids be feeling some type of way, but y'all gotta think about it, bro. If y'all did not have kids, how would y'all be, bro? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I hate when, like, people feel some type of way because other people feel some type of way about kids. It's like, no, that's not fair. Like, I don't have kids for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I do like attention too. And I, as bad as it sounds, bro, it's like, I don't want you to have to put a kid before me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that sounds so bad, but it's like, that's just the truth right now. Like, when I get in a relationship, I want to be in a relationship with you, and I want, you know what I'm saying, if I want something or I need something or blah blah blah, you don't got to go do this first because you got a kid, blah blah blah, dee, dee. Like, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's like I said, I feel like recently I've accepted 4 kids from a nigga. I don't know what I was thinking. I was brainwashed by how he was treating me. And then, you know, he turned around to be a fuck boy, like most of you BDs are.
You BDs?
Yeah, he turned around to be a fuck boy, but I almost accepted 4 kids from this man. And, like, in my head, I always said, like, I could do one. Like, I can do one. But there's no way in hell I'd ever do over one anymore. Like, I promise you. Like, I almost was, like, I was like, you know, I wasn't trying to meet his kids or nothing. Like, nah. Like, I was trying to, you know, he's going to date for a while before all that happened type shit. But I was willing to accept it. And let me tell you, that's not happening again.
And my thing is, too, I think the reason why I feel so strongly about it is because my mom had, you know, me when she was 17, almost 18. So I've been, you know, up close and personal with the baby dad, baby mom relationship from 2 young adults. And they didn't stop leaving each other alone until I was 13, 14, like a freshman in fucking high school. So, it was a back and forth relationship. It was, I'm not fucking with you right now. They could go years without fucking with each other. But, like, you know, them, they pass cross one day, or, you know, they get to missing each other or something. And for real, like, legit miss each other, crave each other in their life. They're going to find their way back to each other. That's one thing I, as a woman, understand. But I'm not prepared to happen to me. Because if I see that, you know, you're leaning elsewhere in the relationship and I'm losing you, I'm not about to fight for shit. That's just not me. My pride is too big. You choose where the fuck you want to be because you're grown. I'm not about to make you do anything. And I'm not going to fight over you. Now, I think that was my whole thing with my experience.
And that's not even just for baby daddies. That's any of you niggas.
Yes.
I'm never fighting over a nigga. I always tell people, just like, okay, the nigga that I was fucking with that got 4 kids, his ass is disrespectful. So, you know, I had to disrespect him. I hit that nigga a couple times. Okay, he worked with me, okay? he be fucking with this girl, that girl. Okay, I don't know these females. So what I look like going up to these females trying to be like, are you fucking with my nigga? No, first of all, I look stupid, for one.
Right.
For two, I'm not about to get into it. She could fuck around and be my friend. Like, I'm friends with a girl that we both fucked with the same nigga in around the same time too. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, women, we're supposed to be uplifting to each other. So I'm not about to sit here and try to, especially over no nigga. It's some dick. We could fuck each other and keep it pushing. I'm not even, fuck him. Like, he can move.
Right. Now, I think that was my thing with the dude I was dealing with. Like, my experience was so, I don't even know why the fuck I even tried to stay and be a saint and all this other shit. And I'm still dealing with this nigga. So, y'all, I'm talking all this shit. And I'm still being stupid, but we don't necessarily deal with each other to the capacity that we were when I was first trying to like feel him out and everything, but he still has contact with me. But we were messing with each other, and it was a kind of a different situation because we all went to school together. Balti and me and him and his friend that introduced us, we all went to school together. So we link back up and he get my information and everything. And me already knowing what the fuck I'm getting myself into because I'm grown, I was aware of the fact that he had a baby mama and shit like that. But he was so adamant on, we're not together, we're not together, we're not together, that I chose to proceed, let this nigga have my information and see where we was going from there. And it just was not fun for me. His baby mama felt like she needed to insert herself in our relationship, do all kinds of crazy shit. And at the point where she was contacting me because she had got my information was the point where I was like, okay, this shit is a little bit fishy because, first of all, how is she getting my information? But second of all, why did she feel so comfortable and such a need to contact me about you and say, this is my nigga and da da da. And not even, because most of the time she didn't even say that. It was like just a few times in the beginning where she tried to, oh, this is my nigga, da da da. But when I would go on her social media, she'd be like, oh, I'm single. So therefore, I'm not listening to shit you say because you bipolar. Obvious. But later on down the line when she was being honest about it, it was just like, you know, this is my baby daddy and I just don't want you messing with him. And, you know, I was sitting there baffled, astonished, like didn't know what was going on because you're obviously at some point still sticking your dick in her or doing something to string her along to make her think that she needs to do all this to ruin your dating life when co-parenting is co-parenting is co-parenting. You could drop your kid off, pick your kid up, do all that. It only take one message, bring my son. Okay.
Right. And y'all can like talk about the kid, but if just like, okay, me, I'm kind of crazy, y'all. I can admit that. No problem. Okay. When I was fucking with this one nigga, this isn't like a baby daddy situation, but this is just, you know, along the lines as far as, you know, for making somebody feel like they're comfortable enough to say something to another female that you fuck with. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this nigga that I was fucking with for years, he would constantly, we'd be together, then we'd break up, then like we'd have sex, and then like we wouldn't be together, okay? Then times would come where he called himself having a girlfriend, okay? He would either cheat on the girl with me, or he was just fucking with me, and now he called himself dating somebody. I would constantly do shit, but that's because he made it that way. I wasn't just like now, I got him blocked on everything. There's some stuff I actually don't have him blocked on, but I'm not worried about him because I don't have no reason to. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So,
and I feel like
they let her try to pull that.
I feel like she was very comfortable just in her situation because he was giving her reason to do all that. And then it got to the point where she wanted to get physical with me. And that's just one thing. I don't give a fuck how scary you think I am. I'm never going to make you feel important enough to fight you over a nigga. And I'm a fighter. I am not one to sit there and hold my temper. My go-to is, okay, you disrespect me, let's box about it. But the one thing I can't control my temper over is a nigga. I will never fight a bitch over my nigga, and I'm never fighting a bitch over her nigga. And if I'm consciously messing with your nigga on purpose, let me feel evil one day and just want to snatch your nigga. I'm still not going to fight you over it because I feel like it's just fair game, you know? And I'm one who can roll with the punches. I don't know about other bitches, and obviously other bitches can't get it together in their head, but I'm one female that's not about to sit here in stress because I know that there's a next one. And I didn't even get the situation because his baby mama is so pretty. She is so pretty. And I was just like, you doing all this over him. And he was being disrespectful, blatantly telling this girl in her face while we were arguing, you're not my bitch. You're not my bitch. Get the fuck, calling her a bitch and shit. And I'm sitting there like, and you still fighting over this nigga. That's sad because I would never. I tapped out.
In my life.
Yeah, I'm gonna tap out. Like, girl, no.
Never. 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 But yeah, my whole thing, I'm not going to say that it's ruined because I haven't got serious with no baby daddy yet. So I don't really know how it goes as far as baby mamas and shit. I ain't got with no baby mama yet. I've only really, like, talked to two baby daddies. And, I mean, you know, like I said, we never got serious enough for me to get too far into it. So as far as me saying, like, oh, I will never fuck with a baby daddy again, no, I ain't going to say that. But I will be weary. Like, when I tell you, like, I'm not about to, like, do him like I do a nigga that don't got a baby. And that's just the truth.
Yeah, no, I'm totally against it just because of my experience. Like, and that sucks too. Like, in this generation, people could really ruin something for everybody. Because I swear, if he didn't ruin baby daddies for me, I would be open to dating people with kids. Because it's not like that with all people. Not all men who have kids has a baby mom that's gonna try to attack you over messing with that baby daddy. Not all men with all kids are, you know, assholes. But the experience that I ran into made me like, nah, I'm just not dealing with it. And only I can make that choice only because I don't have kids. I can make that choice because my market is pretty open. I want, and that's something I also want too. I believe in love, and I believe that my first kid has to be your first kid, and out of love. I just would really want that for my future.
Right. That is the truth. That is the truth.
And also, it's so awkward explaining to people what he got kids.
Wait, what?
I said it'd be so awkward explaining to people, like, well, he got kids, but, like,
okay,
and
right.
Everybody got some fucking questions about these kids, and bitch, I don't know. I don't care.
I don't condone. I don't know. Like, I don't even know their names.
Right.
Like, it sounds so bad, y'all, I promise, but it's like, you gotta look at it from somebody else's point of view. Like, if I had kids, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. Really.
How early do you think is too early meeting someone's kid?
Bro, it does not matter how fast. It's what you're ready for. Because it just depends on the person. Because sometimes, you know, if y'all feel like y'all, you know, y'all serious enough to do that, you want to do that, you know what I'm saying, then do it. But for me, I need to be with you at least for, like, some months. Like, we need to know each other before I meet your kids. Because why would you let me come around your kids? Let's say they get attached to me and then some shit happened and we not together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, that's messing with kids' lives. You know what I'm saying? Especially if they're old enough to understand what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with the months thing. Because I don't know. Months to, I don't know. Like, I would say 6 months at least. And I'm not going to
meet them. 4 or 5.
Yeah, I don't want to meet them no earlier than that because I feel like I want to get to know if you are a good father. First of all, I want to see how attentive you are with your kids. Because if you don't take care of your fucking kids, it sounds like an asshole, but I'm not going to meet them. Because I don't want, you know, me to be a factor in why you don't take care of your kids, coming from a kid that was, you know, growing up and my dad was dating while I was younger, I will always be like, oh, this bitch is the reason why he ain't around, even though he wasn't around before the bitch. Me and my little kid mind was like, he got a girlfriend, so he's spending all his time with his girlfriend, not me.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm not about to sit here and do that to your kid. I'm not one to take away anything from anybody, especially in a kid's life, because I know how the fuck that feels.
Exactly. True that. Well,
how many kids do you think is too many kids?
Bro, at this point, like I say, y'all, I almost accepted 4, okay? But if that ever happens again, it will be like, this man doesn't have to show me something. Like, if he tell me he got 4 kids, I'm not just going to try to fuck with him. I'm going to be like, okay, you know, I'm going to suss out the sitch, you know what I'm saying? Find out what's going on. And then from there, we'll go with it. Because, like, it's not even really about the amount necessarily. It's more so about, like you said, how do you take care of your kids? Are you a good father? You know, you got all these kids. Do you care for these kids? Like, you know what I'm saying? I'd rather him have none or maybe one. I could do one, bro. Like, I have no problem with divorce. One baby. I don't
Oh, I got another question. How
know.
old would the kid have to be for you to feel comfortable messing with the dude? Because I have a rule that if
Bro,
your kid is like a year or younger, I'm not fucking with you because y'all still fucking with each other. Y'all just mad at each other.
Even sometimes more than that.
Like three.
I'm gonna say that baby could be three and y'all still be fucking to each other. Obviously, when it comes to shit like that, it's a hit or miss. That's what I'm saying. As far as baby daddies, you kind of just gotta like watch him. Like before you really get into it, you gotta watch him and see how he is with you and then see how he doubling back if he doubling back with his baby mama. Cause I literally know somebody that still fuck with their baby daddy and he got a whole girlfriend.
And
And I
that's the thing that scares me too, because some bitches really, really will just sit there and let you fuck with their baby daddy because they don't want to, they just want to fuck.
Exactly. And that's how it be. That's how it be.
All in all, we hate y'all.
Yep, pretty much.
It's
Goddamn BBs.
stressful because it's stressful. It's not a good feeling dealing with somebody with a kid because there's so many of them doubts. And like, I am the first one to be honest with anybody. I have insecurities upon insecurities when it comes to relationships due to my
Everybody.
past.
Honestly, I think everybody do.
And so one thing that really bothers me is infidelity. That's my biggest insecurity. That's why I cannot commit to this day, is because I'm just afraid of getting cheated on. But I feel like if you have a baby mama, you have a direct pipeline to cheat on me, and your excuse will be, I love her. That's my baby mama.
And she ain't got no reason not to fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Because she don't owe me no loyalty.
exactly.
Well, I think that's the end of this episode of Click Confessions. It was a
We'll
good
catch you next time.
one. Right? It was a hard-hitting one. Follow us on
And
social
she
media,
is.
y'all. And please share this shit. Tell y'all friends.
Right, because you know we funny and we talk that real on me.
Period. All
Big
right.
fact.
Bye.
Bye.